A few years ago, I was someplace, which will be remain nameless to protect the mostly innocent in this story, when we were singing Christmas hymns, not the nice, pleasant ones we all know, but, you know, the more esoteric ones, because they had all these nice, semi-professional singers there. They were glorious, and every now and then we got to sing with them, and I quite enjoyed that, because I like singing. I'm not any good at it at all, but I like it. We were singing one hymn. We got to the second line, and I read it, and I looked at it, and I had to stop singing, because I realized I had to keep myself from starting to laugh. It's usually bad taste to start laughing in the middle of a hymn, especially if you're wearing a collar. Yeah, I decided that would really not go over well. The line read something like, "The birth Christ deserved," or something like that. And I read it and I was just like, who wrote this hymn? This is ridiculous. It's preposterous. The birth Christ deserved? Did you read the Gospels before you wrote this? A stable teenage parents reporting for a census in a foreign city? Donkeys? Straw? Really? The birth Christ deserved. The story of the Gospels is a little ridiculous. It deserves some laughter, not because it's funny, but because it's absurd. It's not what Christ deserved. It's not what God deserved. Remember the angels appearing to the shepherds in the hill. They filled the sky with glory. The shepherds trembled in awe and terror. This is the power Christ had to call on. And instead, the angels leave, and the shepherds go into town, and they find him in this sort of stall-like cave. You know, scholars keep debating this, because that is how scholars remain employed. But someplace where animals were kept with his young parents who had left their city because they were living in an occupied nation, surrounded by animals, which means there was straw and dirt and all of those other things that go with animals. It didn't smell good because there was no room anywhere else, and they had no clout to create room anywhere else. Wasn't what God deserved. The miracle of Christmas, well, one of the miracles of Christmas, is that this is what God chose. To be out, nearly forgotten, very forgettable, with parents who, according to everything we now know about child rearing, didn't know anything about what they were doing. Didn't have the latest medical research on hand, the best doctors. We're all alone. God chose this. It becomes important because the other part of Christmas is that God came to us. We don't like to dwell on this at Christmas because Christmas is about remembering that we like all of the siblings that annoy us the rest of the year, and the children that, you know, insist that we get up, and the parents that continue to do all those things that drive us nuts. Yeah, you can look at all of the people sitting next to you. It's okay. They know you want to. Yes. And it's about forgetting all of those things and remembering that we love them and buying them things that they will like and telling them that we love them. Hopefully with words, but at least with, you know, nicely wrapped things sitting under a beautifully decorated tree. And if you have a beautifully decorated tree, can I come over to your house tomorrow? That didn't happen at my house. Joking. That's what Christmas is about. Christmas is about putting aside all of the things that we don't always like, that we aren't always good at, that sometimes make us rotten people. We all have those days where we're rotten people. If you're a priest, you have a lot of them right before Christmas. Yeah. This really is what Christmas is about. Christ was born in a place he didn't deserve, in a manner completely unbefitting his station as God. Not because we deserved him, because certainly we don't. We're all too often rotten people to deserve God in our midst, coming to remind us that God loves us, not just on Christmas, but all of the time, even though we are rotten people so often. And that's the point of Christmas, that what happened was entirely unbefitting to God, that despite all of the things that could have happened differently, despite the story that maybe should have been written for the Prince of Peace, God chose us. And he went so far in choosing us that he was born to parents who had no clue what they were doing, kind of like we have no clue what we're doing most of the time, in a place completely off the map. If you'd pulled out a map of Bethlehem back there, I bet that little stable-type cave place, it wasn't a tourist stop. No one sent people there unless they were completely out of room. The middle of nowhere. In an occupied territory, God was born for a people who certainly didn't deserve God. This is the miracle of Christmas. This is the giant present we forget about. This is what makes Christianity so absurd, it's worth laughing at. Even if you still probably shouldn't do it in the middle of church, for no apparent reason, while wearing a collar. But still, Merry Christmas. Go home. Tell your family you love them. Remember that God loves you and them even more, enough to be born in the middle of nowhere to people just like us. Amen.